From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's a great time to be an American cattle rancher. Demand is strong, supplies are low, and prices are near record highs. That despite last year's case of mad cow disease in Washington State. What's behind the trends? Well, NPR's Greg Allen went to find out.
The Mocan Livestock Market in Passaic, Missouri, draws buyers and sellers from all over western Missouri and across the border in Kansas. Today's sale is a small one, just several hundred head, as market employees shoo cattle into pens to be sorted for auction. Mocan owner Jerry Hartzog is smiling. One reason is high beef prices.
Oh, they've been the highest that I've ever seen them, and I've been in the cattle business all my life. But it's great. These boys need it.
Out in the auction barn, Paul King eagerly waits to see what price he'll get for two heifers he's decided to sell. King farms about 500 acres in nearby Garden City, Missouri. He says the high price of cattle is the only reason he's been able to make any money.
Last year was tough. Last year hurt everybody. I mean, the drought was just really bad. Cattle's basically the only way anybody's breaking even. As far as I was concerned, last year was the cattle was the mortgage maker.
I'm here today. Certainly like to welcome everyone here today to Mocan Livestock Market. We've got a nice run of calves and yearlings and get some bred calves. We'll sell you here later on. So just get right in.
Auctioneer Jim Hartzog opens today's session. One or two at a time, heifers, steers, and bull calves are led through the ring. The bidding is nonstop.
Look at you right there. You talking about a good steer camp. Right there he is now. Rex McCormick, right here, Butler. You betcha. I'm going to be $1.10, 11-1. Talk to you. I'm at 110, pair 11-1. Got a man down 110.
Good-looking young steers are bringing $1.30 or more a pound, nearly a third more than just a year ago. While the sellers at the auction are all happy, buyers, faced with high prices, are less so. Years of drought in the West have forced many ranchers to sell off their herds. That, combined with the closing of the Canadian border after a case of mad cow disease was found there last year, means that there are fewer cattle for sale. Nationwide, beef production is down nearly 9%. Jerry Hartzog says it will take some time for production to get back to where it was, in part because so many ranchers are taking advantage of the high prices and are selling their cattle.
And they have not put the heifers back in the cow herds because they've been so valuable to go into the feedlots. 8-weight heifer bring $800, whether or better, should bring better than that. Why take the gamble on making a cow out of her when you know where you're at right now?
Low supplies are just one reason why beef prices are near record highs. At least as important is consumer demand. When the U.S. identified its first ever domestic case of mad cow disease last December, the beef industry braced for what was considered an inevitable consumer backlash. Surprisingly, it never materialized. Some ranchers credit the USDA for successfully reassuring a nervous public. Even after some of the largest export markets banned U.S. beef, strong demand here has kept prices in American stores high. In Kansas City, in the heart of cattle country, McGonigal's Market is an institution, practically a shrine for those who love beef. Joan Weber is the assistant manager.
We get into our more expensive steaks here with the beef tenderloins.
How much are beef tenderloins going for now?
$18.99 a pound for the steaks.
Weber says despite the high prices, McGonigal's business has actually gone up since the mad cow scare began, though she cites Atkins and other low-carb diets as contributing factors. Abigail Singleton is here today to buy chicken, but can't resist picking up a slab of barbecued ribs. Singleton says she only buys her meat now from McGonigal's and other stores she trusts, but otherwise has made few changes in her buying habits since the discovery of mad cow disease last December.
One case for me is not enough of an influence to make a difference. Right. I'm probably a little more selective maybe where I shop for it. Yeah, that might be true. I think I will say I don't buy hamburger anymore. I have made that choice, but that's more for E. coli.
A recent study by Colorado State University found that while some 13% of those surveyed said they are buying less beef since the discovery of mad cow disease, the large majority said they hadn't changed their buying habits. Assistant Professor Wendy Umberger helped conduct the study.
Consumers in this country are, in general, we trust that our food supply is safe and they like eating beef, so they're going to, right now, so they're going to keep eating it and go about their day-to-day life until they find out, you know, anything different. You know, we're almost immune to food safety issues.
With just one reported case of mad cow disease and an implicit trust that the government will continue to safeguard the nation's food supply, American consumers, so far at least, show no sign of losing their appetite for beef. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.